This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver joined the rest of the nation in hosting a March for Our Lives rally yesterday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at Civic Center Park for the rally to demand more gun control. It was one of many held across the country in response to the recent mass shootings. Golden High School junior Rachel Volick was among the speakers.
Locks, lights, out of sight, is it really right? Teaching our children to hide so that you can abide to the rules to get a gun. Do you think that these drills are fun? Going to the store, I always look over my shoulder because of what happened in Boulder.
An 11-minute moment of silence was also held for the 21 Uvalde shooting victims. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
New federal research finds Colorado's water future might look a lot like present-day Arizona's, and states that feed the Colorado River could have much less water by 2080. Katrina Bennett is with the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Her research predicts the river's water supply will shrink even more as human-caused climate change continues to cause drought in states like Colorado.
We saw a lot of decline where traditionally we would see a lot of snow being held and retained and released during snowmelt periods.
Bennett also says Colorado could lose half its snowpack in coming years. The Mount Evans Scenic Byway west of Denver has opened for the season. Spring snow delayed the opening of North America's highest paved road. It's free to drive, but parking requires a reservation. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.